Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Getting the word out that they need to get the word in to USDA's NAST, the National Ag Statistics Service. The national administrator of that agency, Hubert Hamer, made that case to farmers at the Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green a few days ago.
We've seen across all of the statistical community a decline in response rates. NAST still has the strongest response rates of anyone dealing with agriculture, but we want to just make them aware that we need their participation to be able to publish more information, especially at the county level.
There was a very healthy give and take at that presentation. Farmers making the point they get a lot of information requests.
That's exactly right. I mean, their time is very valuable, and we want to respect them and their time because they're getting inundated by a lot of other organizations. But the information that they provide to USDA is used by their policymakers in developing farm bills, in developing safety net strategies and disaster relief efforts, and we need the best information for those decision makers.
A case in point, county yield estimates used in setting various program payments.
Very, very important. We're just wrapping up the data collection for the 2016 row crop counties. That data will be available the third week in February so that you can see what the county estimate numbers are for the 2016 crop year.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house. Hay balers the size of a Mack truck. Wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment, and it's fun for the entire family. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's bigger than ever. February 15th through the 18th. Visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
We're back with Hubert Hamer, administrator of NAS, on their appeal for strong farmer participation in survey information collection. I suggested that low return rates in a county might result in possible lower numbers upon which to base relief program payments. He was careful with that one.
Well, it just depends because all of the different farmers, your farm, it could be different than what we're seeing with the information that we have. So we want to have as much information in that county as possible because weather patterns in counties can affect different parts of that county.
He felt like audience response that day and in general has been encouraging.
We think so. We've had a very active campaign working with the corn growers, the soybean producers, the wheat growers, Farm Bureau. And I think we're seeing the trend turning around slightly, but we want to keep moving forward. And we, again, need the farmers and ranchers, and we thank them for their participation.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.